Hello?
I'm sorry, Victoria. I accidentally hung up. Emmanuel here on a...
Okay, I was like, well, I think I did that.
I'm calling about the Depo Provera inquiry on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you're eligible to participate?
Yes.
Sure. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And now, who was the one diagnosed with meningioma of the brain? Was it yourself or was it a family member?
It's myself.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. And then what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Oh, we are as well. We're in Orange County. Where are you?
I'm in Los Baños.
Is that a little bit up north?
It's actually right by Gilroy, Merced County.
Oh, Merced. Okay. Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. I know where that is. Very cool. So then you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of California. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what date were you diagnosed roughly?
I was diagnosed in 2017.
Okay. Do you happen to know the month by chance?
The month was in November. Yes, November.
Okay. And I know this was a little while ago. Some people don't even remember what they had for breakfast yesterday morning, right?
So,
no one's going to hold your hand to the fire on the dates, just to the best of your recollection for now. And so some of the questions I'll ask, you'll kind of, you know, give me an answer, and then I'll re-ask it. So I apologize in advance if I seem redundant. Just want to make sure that I follow the prompts on the intake here. So again, to confirm, you use the brand name Depo Provera, not the generic, for at least a year and 4 injections before you were diagnosed. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then roughly when did you start taking the Depo?
I started taking the Depo in, let me see, it was 2015.
Okay.
I started using it. I was 42 years old.
2015. 42. And then you stopped in 2017 sometime when you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that in there. And will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Female.
Sorry.
That's okay. And then I have your name spelled Victoria. And then last name, Tinoco. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then your email looks to be private.
Inaco.
Inaco at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's private Tinaco account at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. And then your cell phone, I have 209-752-2693.
Yes, you're correct.
And what is your current mailing address?
It's 1003 Walnut Wood Court, Los Baños, California, 93635.
Okay. And then when you were diagnosed, what medical facility or hospital was that at? Or medical
It was Redwood City, Dignity Health, Segoia Hospital.
Okay. I see it here. Oh, that's a nice
I think
building.
I think it's Alameda, Los
Pulgas.
Yeah.
I see it here.
No, hard to. Kind of hard to forget that.
I have the address, so not to worry. And then do you remember your doctor's name?
Dr. Stephen Insuru. The last name is spelled R-Y-U.
R-Y-U. Okay. Let me look him up here. Stephen with a P-H. So let me correct that on my sheet here. Okay, I see that there. And then he was also the doctor that treated you, was he?
Yes.
Okay. And then you didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis before taking the Depo, right?
No.
And then when you were taking the depo, were you going to a clinic and they were doing it on you, or were you picking up the prescription and then doing it yourself?
No, they were doing it for me.
Okay. At what clinic or hospital or medical facility?
OBGYN, Dr. Steven Giorgio. It's in Los Baños, Washington Street. Washington Avenue, I'm sorry. Washington
Avenue. Let me see.
It's Stephen John Giorgio.
Yeah, Giorgio. I see.
Yes.
Okay. And then give me the name of the facility one more time, please.
Of where I went, he has his own.
Oh, his own practice. Okay.
Yeah, it's 502 Washington Avenue. It's right next to the hospital here in Los Baños.
Okay.
It's a small town, so they're all like everything's like together.
Okay. Yeah. Is his practice the Infinite Woman's Care or Sutter Health?
I believe it's the Women's Care.
Okay, perfect.
Because I don't think he's Sutter Health. You know what? Sutter Health is on the site, is actually the hospital, the Los Baños Hospital. I think it's the Memorial Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then it must be the Women's Care there. And I have the address, as you stated, so I'll plug that in. And then let me plug this other detail in here. One second. And then let me put in the notes that there was no pharmacy.
Yeah, there's, I have a pharmacy, Walgreens. Oh, at the doctor's office? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that you didn't pick up the depo from a pharmacy, so I'm just going to...
Oh, no, I didn't pick up depo from the pharmacy. I thought you meant for medication. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry for the confusion. Let me put that in there. And then either yourself or one of the doctors at your facility will have a diagnosis of the brain meningioma. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're just about done here. A couple more sections. This next one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
I could put my husband.
Sure. His name?
Is Ivan Caballero, C-A-B-A-L-L-E-R-O, Caballero.
I'm sorry, C-A-B-A-L-L-E-R-O,
E-R-O. Caballero.
Perfect, thank you. And his phone number?
It's 209-675-8048.
8048. Okay, and that is your spouse. And let me go to this here. And then we're just about done. Two more sections here. This one just asks if you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting brain meningioma like you, or not really?
No.
Okay. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
12/3/73.
And then the social?
560-292944.
I'm going to read that back. 560-292944.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I'm going to send you an automated DocuSign via text and email. You can open up either way. It'll take you to the same spot. For a quick e-signature, I won't be able to see what is on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next. But
on my email, okay. There we go. Okay. Okay. So. Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me. You should see me in an orange tie, probably.
Okay, yes. Okay, so then I just say where it says please sign.
Yeah, so it'll have a start button. So you might be able to scroll down, hit a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. And then after you hit continue there, it should give you a start option.
Okay, here it is. Okay, so it's DocuSign. Okay, so I think I have to press the start. Okay, there we go.
Yep, we'll hit the start button, and then anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, you know to click, and then you'll kind of just tap until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
No, that's pretty fast. There you go.
Oh, let me see. Does it show you completed? Let me refresh this. Oh, no.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, I have to hit finish, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if it finishes, then we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't go through, then we might have missed a click somewhere.
Yeah, it says start sending and signing today.
Oh, yeah, you're all set. So in about a week or so, depending on their workload and obviously with the holidays coming up, the firm will call you directly, introduce themselves, double-check the work that I sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors. So their call, even though it's going to be shorter than ours, will be a more important call because they want to reconfirm everything in their system to tidy you up. But other than that, you're all set for now, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.